This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. The other day, the very well-traveled guitarist Bob Brosman took me through a track on his new album, Lumiere. One by one, he identified the instruments in the Bob Brosman Orchestra.
That is a national baritone guitar, something I designed with the national company to have a longer neck and lower tuning. Several percussion instruments being played. I'm playing cajon. And then the instrument that just entered is a 14-string Gandharvi. It's a slide guitar from India, developed by Debashish Bhattacharya, a collaborator of mine. And then what comes in next is an old Martin ukulele, just a plain old ukulele played with the fingers. There actually is no bass being played other than the baritone guitar and the cajon. And then they're all playing together, and we're about to swing into a 6-8 rhythm. This is a bit of a West African sound we're hearing now, and then we're going to swing into an East African Madagascar rhythm here.
Of course, the musician who is playing all of these instruments is you.
That's correct. I begin just with a simple improvisation on one instrument, and then I just start painting in very thin color layers. I kind of live in an abstract world, almost like a blind man when it comes to music. I just live in this invisible world that's somewhere between feeling, muscle movement, and sound.
Well, the result of all this is what you call the Bob Brosman Orchestra, because by the time we've mixed all of these tracks, your original improvisation and then the other lines inspired by it, you're a whole ensemble here.
Well, what's interesting about that process is first that the composing happens while I'm actually recording, so it really is an improvisation of each part. But in addition, it's kind of an emotional reaction to what I'm hearing. And since I know my own breathing and my own muscle feeling, I can make crescendos and I can speed up and slow down at will and really sound like a group of guys reacting emotionally to each other.
Wanted to ask you about after hearing your CD is when you observe in the liner notes, almost in passing, that the opening arpeggio of the first piece is played on a traditional 10-string harp from Finland. Do you just pick this thing up and you're able to play it right away, or do you have to find a Finnish kantele master to teach you this, or how long does it take you to embrace a new instrument?
This is what keeps me young. I'm 53 years old, and I think I'm more of a punk than I've ever been in my life, really, because I keep finding new instruments. I can tell you quite honestly that the first time I played that Finnish cantile for more than a couple of minutes was to record that tango on this record. I learned how to tune it from the guy who made it, and that's the only instruction I had, and basically I decided to build that entire tango around that instrument. So what you hear, the sort of the curtain opening of the whole record, is really a brand new instrument. And by that same reasoning, I brought an instrument today that I just received a few days ago. And it's a Madagascar instrument, a 5-string kabasi guitar. And what's unusual about it is it's missing some frets.
What does it sound like, the instrument?
It's missing about 14 notes. It's a very interesting. It's almost as if they had a shortage of fret wire in Madagascar. So the open strings are.
Thank you.
basically, I put my fingers down, I listen. And quite often, I hear two or three notes or a combination of notes that is the start of a composition. And so the cantile was the same thing. That whole tango was inspired by that instrument.
Interesting ideas here in what you're doing is that music isn't something pure and indigenous. It reflects the creativity of people embracing the instruments that strangers from far away bring and turning somebody else's guitar into a wonderful different kind of instrument and then mixing it together and making new kinds of music. The process is hardly one of finding an essence. It's a matter of finding a great mix.
You've exactly hit the nail on the head, and one of the fascinating things is that musicians possess curiosity. And so the rule of observing a culture without disturbing it, it kind of gets suspended when you're dealing with musicians. When somebody says, hey, what's that in your hand? Can I try it? You're not going to say no. And the hybrid vigor that happens from the blending of music, for me, that's really world music, is when there exists indigenous music, but when you get the cross-fertilization of various instruments coming and going without instructions sometimes, you get fascinating results.
Bob Brossman, thank you very much for talking with us about your CD, Lumière.
An absolute pleasure. Thank you very much.
And you can discover more music by Bob Brossman by visiting npr.org/music.